This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean. Hello, AM1000, and around the world via the Internet, and we appreciate everybody that's tuning in, chiming in, and opining. The chat room is busy tonight, I might add. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for what you do to keep us free and safe. Now, everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing or where you're doing it, thank you very, very much for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, we're back with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
And we have a caller on the line that's been waiting very patiently, Mary in Clearwater. So, good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Go ahead with your question.
Hi, for Denise.
Hi.
I thought President Trump was called a clear and present danger.
Yeah.
So how hypocritical can these people be?
Touche. He was also called a domestic enemy.
That's right.
And a traitor.
Yeah, well I didn't hear traitor. Yeah, go ahead.
About the urgency to get these articles over to the Senate and get them out of office or whatever. It's ludicrous.
They were in a panic to do this.
All right, thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Captain. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, she's right. I mean, they were in a, I mean, Adam Schiff packaged it in his last diatribe on impeachment day that this has to be done now, otherwise he can continue to break the law. And he will continue to hurt our elections and blah, 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 blah. So he's been called an imposter by Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
he's been called a coward.
Mm-hmm.
He was called a clear and present danger.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all of them called him a clear and present danger mm-hmm. on impeachment day.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had this congressperson out of Louisiana that called him a domestic enemy. I mean, that's really an outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, before we went to break,
mm-hmm.
I was explaining that the impeachment managers that Nancy Pelosi has to assign
mm-hmm.
Will play a central role in the Senate's impeachment trial. Only the managers, the president's lawyers, and the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts
mm-hmm.
will preside over the trial and will be permitted to speak. Now, having said that, since Pelosi is clearly, well, on impeachment day, the very, very last thing that should have been done is to vote on a resolution to send the impeachment articles to the Senate. You have to vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hand carry them over there. That vote did not happen. So now that the House is adjourned until, I think, what, January the 6th or 7th,
yeah.
We now know that those articles of impeachment are not going to be sent over there until at least January the 6th or the 7th or later.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Having said that.
Right.
What she is doing is denying the accused, being President Trump, a right to a fair trial
mm-hmm.
by not doing this. So, what can the Senate do? Because we are in waters that we've never been in before. And you can bet that all kinds of constitutional lawyers are all discussing this, and it's really quite fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Senate, it appears constitutionally, because it's something that's not in the Constitution, but that doesn't mean that it would be wrong, the Senate could hold the trial.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need the documents, because the documents are now public. They were public going into impeachment day.
And somebody last night on the internet was saying, just make copies of the documents and send them to your senator.
Well, I mean, you just go click the link and you've got all the documents. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Adam Schiff and Nadler's final document is about 650 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to, the Senate does not have to subpoena the House, and I don't know that the Senate can subpoena a House. They could try as a formality, but the documents are in the public domain. So the Senate can go ahead and hold the trial. And here, if the prosecuting attorneys in this particular case, the impeachment managers, don't show up, then the Chief Justice, the burden is on, goes between the Chief Justice and of the Supreme Court, which is in this case John Roberts, and the president's lawyers. Now, what would necessarily happen is they would introduce the case, and then they would hold a vote to either one, dismiss, or two, to acquit.
Right.
So they can go through this process. I think this is what's really being discussed, without having the articles of impeachment. The articles of impeachment are in the public domain.
Right.
So, now this, the other side, and I say this for the listeners because they have an opportunity to kind of think all this through themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can bet that all the lawyers are too. Now on the flip side, what is Nancy Pelosi doing? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is she really doing? The truth of the matter is,
guess what? Hold that thought. You're going to have to stay on the other side of this break. All right. Well, we're going to keep going on this, folks, because this is fascinating stuff. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and she's done a lot of research on this to get this to where we're at right now, to where we can explain it, to where everybody can understand it. Instead of all of this double talk we're getting from the mainstream news media, half of it's not even accurate. Okay, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, to find out more about them and what they do and how you can get peace of mind with them and get the protection you need when you need it, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and on the right tab, you'll see a red, white, and blue logo link for USCCA. When you click on that link, it'll drop down, a window will drop down to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. You do that, and good luck with that. Somebody's going to win that gun one of these times. It changes every day, by the way, at midnight, so it's a different gun every day. And then, after you do that, take a look at the three different levels of membership to become a member of the USCCA. Membership has its advantages. And oh, by the way, you will get $474 worth of free stuff. All types of gear from USCCA that they have to offer. Plus, you'll get the award-winning and the very informational type magazine called Concealed Carry Magazine. So make sure you go over there and you check all that out. It's well worth the membership. And you never know. You never know, because everybody knows that law enforcement doesn't always get it right. Last one standing is the first person they're going to look at. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link. All right. Denise Simon, Founders Code, is back with us now. Let's continue where we left off. So your turn.
Okay. So, well, we knew the case was going to begin to fall apart because Chuck Schumer immediately came out and gave a list of four witnesses that he wanted when the trial moved over to the Senate.
Yep.
Now, the reason we knew that was going to fail is because if Chuck Schumer wants four witnesses, that means that the House did not make their case.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That he wants more witnesses.
Yep.
So that put Nancy, and of course she's not going to admit this, But it puts Nancy in a tough situation here, because that says that the Senate doesn't have, or her counterparts in the Senate don't have enough information, and they necessarily want to almost kind of reopen the investigative side.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, and it would actually be a slap in the face to what Schumer is requesting, is a slap in the face to Nadler and to Schiff, mm-hmm. because they would have called all the witnesses, and the witnesses, at least two of them that they want, one including John Bolton, they did not refuse to testify. They just said, we're going to let a court decide if
right.
we have to testify because of executive privilege.
Correct.
Well, you remember that Nadler and Schiff both said, we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait for the third branch, the court, to decide who should testify and who shouldn't.
Correct.
So that then tells you that the House did not make their case.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it appears that Nancy knew she was in trouble. Denny Hoyer concocted this idea to not send the articles over to the House. He told Nancy that here's this option for you. And impeachment day, which is the day that he did it,
mm-hmm.
they started having all these meetings. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So now that she's holding it up and she's saying, well, we want to be able to call witnesses. She does not control the Senate,
mm-hmm.
ever. She cannot tell the Senate what to do. So Mitch McConnell and Schumer are supposed to be having this confab here to determine how it's going to go. And Mitch McConnell said, no, we're not going to call any witnesses. And remember, Lindsey Graham said the same thing. We're not calling you. Which says that two things will happen in the Senate. Either one, they're going to do a motion to dismiss, which is the very first thing that they would do.
Right.
If that fails, then they'll do an acquittal, which will be like a 3 or 4 day thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the truth of the matter is, was Trump impeached on paper in the House? He was impeached. Yes. Now remember, Clinton was impeached.
Yep.
And it moved over to the Senate.
Very
they had
quickly.
The trial. And he was, not voted to be removed.
Yeah, he was not guilty. He was acquitted. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So,
now, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Alan Dershowitz has chimed in on all of this, the law professor extraordinaire, and he said that Pelosi's proposal to withhold the trial information is unconstitutional.
Well, you have to have two parts. On an impeachment process, again, we'll kind of go into our normal court system. It's kind of like the impeachment in the House was like a grand jury, okay, to indict. So he's been essentially indicted, if you want to use layman's terms.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would move to trial. So it is unconstitutional because there is no trial.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no trial, then there is there's a floated idea late last night, actually, to expunge the record in the House.
Mm-hmm.
So the impeachment then goes away. Well, that can only be done if the Republicans take back the majority of the House.
Right.
So, expunging the impeachment record, making it completely go away, and essentially unindicting him, being Trump, would not necessarily happen unless the Republicans take back the majority in the House.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice that we haven't heard from Adam Schiff.
No.
And we haven't really heard from Nadler. And
no.
That's because they're a little embarrassed here about this stunt between Pelosi and Steny Hoyer on what they did by not sending the articles over to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never heard of where the Senate, under their investigative committees, have ever subpoenaed documents from the House. Now, they could try to do that, but in this case, I don't think that they need to subpoena those documents, because they're in public domain.
Okay.
So, now, come January, it's going to look just like today.
Yeah. Now, We need to talk about the Durham probe, because some information, I don't know if it got leaked or what the deal is, but here we go. Newsmax had a story that said the Durham probe is seeking John Brennan's communications.
They already saw it. It's really past tense. Now, you remember a couple of months ago, I mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of sitting out there all by myself, only because I happened to see John Brennan, which I don't generally watch CNN. My husband checks it out every once in a while just to see what they're ludicrously saying over there.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted that he has been tapped on the shoulder and that they are seeking his communications.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently those communications, in some form or fashion, are being delivered or have been delivered, in that Durham wants more, including text messages, not just hard messages like in emails, but any of his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
He wants his comments that he has made on television, all those kinds of things. So you can imagine that Durham's already got a pile of them.
Mm.
And I would argue that if there was anybody of the crazy ones that are out there, including Clapper and Comey,
mm-hmm.
it would be Brennan that I would want first, because I believe that a lot of this is going to show that Brennan was the one who concocted many of the CHS, which means confidential human sources.
Okay.
Which would be your Stephen Halpers, the Azra Turk woman, the Joseph Mifsud, and, you know, any of the others. So that could necessarily only come from somebody at the CIA.
Okay, now, there was a very strange off-the-wall story that surfaced yesterday from former President Barack Obama's ex-doctor, saying that he had concerns for Joe Biden possibly having a stroke based on some things that he's noticed.
I think it actually, what he said was two things, is that he has a heart condition, not terribly serious, something like a heart murmur, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that he has suffered previously from aneurysms, which he has.
Well, the episode with the eye was a part of it.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so that was the last indicator that he still suffers from those. And so, rightly so, I suppose, that this comes out. So, now, will mainstream media report all of that about Biden? And I'm not so sure that they will.
Probably not. All righty. Well, they had a very poor showing last night at the Democratic debate. The numbers are way down. We'll talk about that maybe tonight on the weekend show. So you have a great day.
All right, thanks.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And they may have had the lowest rating debate last night ever, ever on television. All right. We'll be right back with more. And by the way, when we do come back, we're going to talk about Senator Marsha Blackburn and something she's going to be doing. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything.
Now, the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happen to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
The president goes on to say,
and, you know, they said, oh, I watched Pelosi out there saying, oh, no, we don't want to talk to anybody. They put the arm on everybody. They tried to get them to do what they had to do.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., and the other one, of course, right here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, remember, in 14 short months, you can become an aviation maintenance tech. Make yourself $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start with and be well on your way to a tremendous career. Here's more information.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, Bo was in the studio yesterday. We had a lot of really good questions, and Bo told me a little while ago, he just got a hold of me and sent me a message, said two of the people that talked to us set up appointments to come take the tour, which is what it's all about. When you want to know about National Aviation Academy, you just give them a call at 800-659-2080 and pick the campuses closest to you, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, and take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Now, I can tell you that if you want a great career,
with tremendous benefits and a starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year and the opportunity to make a lot more than that, then you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. You go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The phone number again, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. It's just that simple. So there you go. Now, Senator Marsha Blackburn, who is on the Armed Forces Committee, in the Senate, is calling for the investigation of the Afghanistan Papers claims. Now, remember that report came out. She wrote a report which was picked up by the Washington Post and published in the Washington Post, stating that we need to get to the bottom of this Afghanistan Papers claims and see if it's true or if it's not. And if it's true, how come it went on for so many years? Right in plain sight. And all of that is definitely true, because if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the fact that a lot of things were exaggerated and lied about to get big amounts of money in Afghanistan. Now, that's no different than things that happened back in the day in Vietnam, probably back in the day in Korea, and maybe even back in the day in World War II. For some reason, war brings out the worst in people, and it's not just shooting at people. It's people get an opportunity to make money, and they figure out how to do it pretty quick. So there you go. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, is calling for an investigation. Now, we'll see where that goes. We're going to keep our eyes on that, and we'll see where that goes. In the meantime, authorities have gathered all the evidence that they can from the Naval Air Station Pensacola and that shooting that happened back there a week or so ago. Remember, Saudi Arabian navigator. And they've turned the building back over to the Navy. So the dormitory that's there and whatnot, they can go back in. They can move back in there and all that. And remember, these guys were rooming along with the regular Navy guys over there and other military personnel. They were all in the same barracks. Now, the Navy needs new cyber experts. And the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Mike Gilday, wants the service to test every incoming sailor for digital savvy. And them that's got it is going to get it. Cyber duty, which is going to be pretty good from what I understand. So there might be a reason to get more people to sign up for the Navy. Now, the other thing is, with the Super Bowl coming up, the Navy is punting on television advertising and won't roll out a new ad campaign in time for the Super Bowl. Instead, the service will spend virtually all of its advertising money in the digital realm on the Internet. Okay. By the way, the Air Force has to do a better job managing the deployments of the Guardsmen and Reservists it relies on to support its special operations mobilizations, according to a Government Accountability Office. And Air Mobility Command officials, who recently met with more than a dozen companies to figure out how the Air Force could use privately owned refueling aircraft to take on certain missions, freeing up the U.S. Air Force tankers for more training and operations, because there aren't enough U.S. Air Force tankers to take care of the mission they have now. Also, the U.S. military should rely more on deception and similar tactics instead of simply trying to counter Chinese military development solely with expensive weapons, a top Air Force general had to say. Now, I was just handed a news story here, and I'm going to go to that right now. There's some information coming out about what happened yesterday in Sarasota at the Sarasota-Bradenton Airport. The individual who was driving this truck that hit the baggage area at a very high rate of speed, Juan Monsivis is his name, Juan Monsivis. He had an extensive criminal history, mostly traffic offenses, according to the FDLE. He's been charged with multiple DUIs, multiple counts of driving with his license either suspended or canceled. And other arrests included unlawfully carrying a concealed firearm, battery of a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence, hit and run with property damage, and possession of synthetic marijuana. This is the guy yesterday that plowed into the airport baggage area and really did a lot of damage there. And he's still in a coma, it appears, today. So that's the report I'm getting. So I wanted to get that out there right now so everybody was aware of what was going on. And that's news is just now coming out of Sarasota. And thank you to Roger P. Shulman, my news director, for getting that for me. By the way, the U.S. Military should rely more on deception and similar tactics instead of simply trying to counter Chinese military developments solely with expensive weapons. That, according to a top U.S. Air Force general. We'll see how that all plays out in the grand scheme of things. The Marines are offering big bonuses to Leathernecks who can help deceive the enemy. How do you like that? As the Corps continues to build its new psychological operations community, it's offering big bonuses to Marines willing to make the career switch to psychological warfare. That could be interesting. I know we did a lot of that. Well, anybody that's been around knows that it's done on a regular basis in various different manners. For example, the HB-150 helicopters with the speakers on playing Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin music flying over the jungle to draw fire. That was one little example of it. Now, the Coast Guard over in California, the Eastern Pacific Ocean, offloaded an estimated $312 million worth of cocaine that had been seized from smugglers whose boats had been overtaken in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. How about that? And kudos to them for that. By the way, in central Indiana today, a central Indiana funeral home is inviting the public to attend the funeral for an 89-year-old Army veteran after authorities could not track down any of his relatives. That's something, if you're over there in central Indiana, you might want to do something about. We had one of those funerals here a little while ago, too, by the way. And Sikorsky just received $556.1 million for Black Hawk support. Sikorsky Aircraft received that deal to produce and support Black Hawk helicopters for the U.S. Army. In addition, the final push is on between Boeing and Lockheed Martin as Israel closes in on the final decision which to buy first, more F-35s or the advanced version of the F-15, similar to the F-15X the U.S. Air Force is going to be buying. Ah, yes. Decisions. Boeing, of course, has the F-15. Lockheed Martin has the F-35. All right, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, should be around. If not, we'll just truck on, but we'll see if he's on today. And if he is, we'll be back talking about some financial stuff that I'm sitting here looking at. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy Curtis is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and that's Donna Fiducia, and she's listening to us up on AM 1330, the radio station Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband Don. And that's just up the road a little bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big ooh-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And we appreciate everybody that's serving there at Fort Benning. Now, Chris Markowski obviously is up to something other than talking to me, so we'll just let that go. But this portion of the program is brought to you by Mixon Fruit Farms. And, of course, inside the Mixon Fruit Farms is the hidden gem of Bradenton known as Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And, boy, I can't wait to get back down there again because I will tell you, between the renowned Cuban sandwich, whew, between the slow-cooked, piled high pot roast with Swiss cheese, also between the BLT sandwiches with the applewood bacon stacked high, the big old amazing Superman sub that I told you my buddy couldn't eat all of, and he had to take half of it with him. It was so big. The nightclub sub and the forklift burger, large and in charge. They got plenty of food. And then, of course, homemade soup, homemade chili. They got salads there. You want a salad, any kind you want, chef salad, whatever. Four or five different kinds of salads. They got the small ones, and then they got the big ones, too. And By big, I mean big, believe me when I tell you. And they also have the orange swirl ice cream for dessert. How about that? Orange swirl ice cream for dessert. Now, good morning, Susie Q. Good morning, James, up there in Valdosta. Hope you're doing well. Good morning to Richard, the Marine. Let's see, who else we got in here that's chiming in tonight? Oh, good morning to Sally. And Sally, thank you very much for your information. Now, Sally sent me something. She wanted to know if I'd seen it. This is a, and again, this is not something that I would say is verified, but Rachel Maddow, apparently, was talking to, interviewing Adam Schiff. I don't know when this interview took place. And Schiff made reference to acquiring evidence on Vice President Pence involving the Ukrainian investigation. Now, Schiff didn't have evidence to begin with, and he certainly isn't going to get anything on Vice President Pence. So here we go again if we're barking up the wrong tree and just trying to aggravate and agitate. I'm telling you. Please, 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 Democrats, keep this going. Keep this going. Please keep this going. Because you're guaranteeing the fact that you are going to lose, and lose so big that it may be another decade before you ever get a chance to get control of the House or any other branch of the White House or the Senate. It may be that long. And by the way, this is going to cause your side to lose state legislatures, city councils, county legislatures, governor's mansions. Think about that. These people are off their rocker. They really are. They're off their rocker at what they're doing. And it's just unbelievable what we're seeing. I've never seen anything like this before, ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever. And let's listen to Mitch McConnell talking about Nancy Pelosi and not turning over the impeachment documents.
And second-guessing whether they even want to go to trial. They said impeachment was so urgent that it could not even wait for due process, but now they're content to sit on their hands. This is really comical. Democrats' own actions concede that their allegations are unproven. The articles aren't just unproven, they're also constitutionally incoherent. Incoherent. Frankly, if either of these articles is blessed by the Senate, we could easily see the impeachment of every future president of either party. Let me say that again. If the Senate blesses this historically low bar, we will invite the impeachment of every future president. The House Democrats' allegations, as presented, are incompatible with our constitutional order. They are unlike anything that has ever been seen in 230 years of this republic. House Democrats want to create new rules for this president because they feel uniquely enraged. They feel uniquely enraged. But long after the partisan fever of this moment has broken, the institutional damage will remain.
Now, those of you that were listening to the first 30 minutes of this hour heard Denise Simon and I talking about why it is that Chuck Schumer wants to call witnesses and pretty much retry this case all over again in the Senate after the House already did what they did. Well, that would be a violation of the Senate's rules, number one. That's not what the Senate does. That's not what they do. And Mitch McConnell's smart enough to know that, and so are we, and so is everybody listening to this audience that's paid attention to what's going on. So guess what? They can sit there, they can howl, they can scowl, they can make all the noise they want, but Nancy, you don't run the U.S. Senate. And Chuck Schumer, you're the minority. You don't run it either. Guess what? Mitch McConnell's a majority leader. And that's who runs it. And by the way, who's the president of the Senate, I ask? Mike Pence. Why would Adam Schiff might want to get rid of him and question his reputation and all that, which is nuts? Why would he want to do that? Because Mike Pence is the president of the Senate. And short of the Chief Justice, who actually runs the trial when they get there, he's the decision maker, the person that's directly above him, who guides the ship, is the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. So think about all that. You see the pattern that's emerging here? You see the pattern that's emerging here? And there's no way in hell that they're going to get through what they think they're going to try. Now, here's the thing that really frosted me yesterday. This is a selfie video by one of our favorite Muslim sympathizers, Muqtada Talib. I call her Muqtada because Muqtada is the guy, Muqtada al-Sadr, remember? The Ali Omar over there in Baghdad. But anyway, she's Rashida Talib. Listen to this.
Hey everyone, I am on my way to the United States House floor to impeach President Trump on behalf of my incredible district, 13 District Strong.
You hear him doing the whoo, yeah, and all that in the background? They were excited. It was a great thing. It was funny. People of Michigan in the 13th floor, congressional district, wake the hell up. This woman's not doing you any favors. You people in her district that elected her are the laughingstock of Michigan. And by the way, John James, who's leading in the Senate by double digits, if he's got any coattails, if Donald Trump has any coattails up there, Rashida Tlaib is going to be retired after one term. Same with Omar up there, Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. You people up there, you got it. You understand it. I hear from you every day. You're telling me that you had it with that one up there, and for good reason. But there's the other one, Tlaib. Vote her the hell out. Retire her. Get rid of her. She's an embarrassment to all the good people that I know in Michigan. Because you do not share her values, and you do not share her thoughts that she renders. Now, very quickly, listen to my favorite senator, John Kennedy from Louisiana.
Yes, and all I'm saying is that if Senator Schumer, as is his right, is Speaker Pelosi, they want their witnesses. The president, in fairness, gets to call his witnesses. But if Senator Schumer's witnesses don't appear because they claim it, or the president claims executive privilege, we could end up with a scenario where the president has his new witnesses and the House Democrats don't have any.
It's true. It's absolutely, positively true. And oh, by the way, as we get ready to go to the top of the hour break, let's go to the break and take it out with Senator John Kennedy with one of the classics of all time.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.